What up? Welcome to Disney Movie News, everybody. Today we're going to be talking about Moana, we're going to be talking about The Little Mermaid, and we're going to be talking about DuckTales. Woo! Thank you.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Disney Movie News! Bam, bam, bam! Bam, bam, bam! So I was trying to like remix it with that little dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Yeah, it sounds like you're the beginning of your rap.
Oh, calm down.
Gotta save it for the end.
We're not there yet, but we are at the beginning of the show. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us here on Disney Movie News. Show we talk about Disney Movie News. I'm your host, Leo Camacho. You can follow me at Mr. Leo Zombie everywhere. It would be awesome if you did so, but I'm not here alone. I've got a lovely co-host, as usual. Ladies.
What's up? I'm Sarah Snitch. You can find me everywhere at Sarah Snitch, or YouTube at I'm Sarah Snitch, and Thingamavlogs. And now Fanflare, which is my pan company with Leo. And this is my Thingamavlogs beanie. Sorry, this is like, I'm the worst at intros.
We'll talk about Fanflare.
You can go.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And check out my new blog, catslipstickla.com. I just wrote a blog about 7 dates in 7 days.
Launched today.
And she's already starting wars with boys.
Yeah, so it's amazing. There's some issues. So
that's
check
all
it out.
Those
See
are
why.
Babies.
But,
I'm mad.
But it's the tea, the kind of spilling tea. It's great, guys. Go read the drama. We love it. And I like how you're like, oh, I wrote this thing about this guy, but I'm going to go out with him again.
And he was like, he was mad, but then he asked me out again.
Yeah. I hate you, but I really like you a lot, so I was wondering if maybe...
That's dating, guys.
Dude.
That's dating.
I don't know about dating. I only watch Disney movies. That's all I do.
Like, I don't know.
And we got some Disney movie news today. We got some good stuff. We got some videos. We got some videos. But we're going to start off with Angela Lansbury. She's saying, what is she, like 95 years
old? Oh my God. She's old.
She, 98, right?
95, 96.
This is the year of Beauty and the Beast. It is the like D23 movie of the year. It's also the 25th anniversary of the movie.
That's right.
So it's a big deal this year. Angela Lansbury at an event in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know for sure if it's New York?
I believe it was New York. I'm double
checking. She's saying Tale as Old as Time live. Yeah. And everyone cried. I'm upset because we recently went to a screening of Beauty and the Beast in LA that she was at, the whole cast was at, and she didn't sing there.
She didn't
there.
Sing, no. Which is impressive because when we saw her there, they like pulled up a chair for her and they're like, oh, Miss
Lansbury,
told
please, this whole,
please be gentle with Miss Lansbury. She's fragile. She's a delicate
they
China
told
flower.
A crazy story about how the take of Tale as Old as Time that they used in the movie, and that is on all of our, you know, soundtracks and everything, was her first take.
But not
what?
Only that.
Not only that.
Let me do this part.
Okay, fine.
So they were flying her out because they were recording it in New York, and they had the New York, the Philharmonic out there, and they had the orchestra was ready, and the producers and everybody was in place, and all they needed was Angela. But they were flying her out, and what happened was she got caught in turbulence, and there was a layover, and she...
There was a bomb scare.
And a bomb scare.
What?
There's a bunch of obstacles
There was a
that
bomb
happened.
Scare, and the flight got canceled.
And they were just like, oh, we'll reschedule. She goes, no, I'll be there.
The orchestra is waiting for her.
The orchestra. The whole orchestra is waiting. She's like, no, I promise I'll be there. I'm a professional. I'm Angela Lansbury. And she goes... And finally
straight
makes it.
Straight from the airport.
Straight from the airport after, like, no sleep for, like, 27 hours, whatever
oh
it was.
My making
it wasn't
up.
Really that long. It was, like, it was like a full day.
It was
like,
127
after,
hours.
But after dealing with that whole ordeal, she walks right in. She goes, let's go. Records it. And that's the one
First
you hear in the movie.
Take.
That's the one you hear.
I feel like I'm slacking in life.
Next to Angela Lansbury, we're all slacking in life. That woman is so
She's
accomplished.
She's amazing.
I mean,
what?
Do you know how many murders she helped solve?
All of them.
All of them. Murder She Wrote, man. Great show. Go watch it. Do you know how many dishes she's done as a pot? She didn't even have arms.
But she did it.
She did the dishes anyway. You know how many cups she raised? Woman is,
At least
is
one.
Do you know how many bedknobs and broomsticks that woman enchanted? I guess you could say.
God, bedknobs and broomsticks does not get enough cred.
It doesn't get enough
Beautiful
cred.
Beautiful Briny Sea is like such a great song.
Yeah, I wasn't even a live action movie kind of guy, and I know that one's mixed, but that movie enchanted me as a child.
Enchanted.
I say that. In,
just
in
like
love.
That.
That one goes.
Loving along, singing the song. On the bottom of beautiful Briny. I had a friend named Briny growing
Briny?
Up. Briny? Yeah. It's Briny. Not the same as Briny, which is B-R-I-N-Y.
Briony.
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 Yeah,
like
but I, when I met her, I was like, oh my God, like the song from Bedknobs and Broomsticks. And she was like, meh. She's Swiss, so she sounds like that.
Briony and Broomsticks. Now you gotta text her and go, we talked about you on our show.
I'm going to text her right now while we watch this clip of Angela Lansbury.
Do we have a clip?
We do. We got a clip.
Let's put it on. Let's listen.
Well, I didn't link it, but it's in there. Sorry.
But I'm going to do my best impression. Is that pretty good?
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Give me just a minute, guys.
Yeah, sorry about it.
Give me just a minute. Okay.
So. I really, maybe. There might be a cover.
Heaven 6, is that a spot?
There might be a cover of that coming.
Oh, are you foreshadowing a potential Friday video for Thingamavons?
I wasn't going to say it was Thingamavons.
Well, then...
Right.
I have a couple other snap makes for fidgety. Oh boy. Okay.
I like the bendy ones.
You can tell
more than
it's been a long day. Oh, the bendy ones
are
way better.
These ones are so boring. Yeah, like, they don't move. It's just like.
It's like a rubber taco.
Yeah, this one I can just play with.
I just want a white one so I can make an Oreo. This is so random, guys. I'm sorry. you guys like my cover? Oh, well, too bad. Here comes the original. Oh, here we go. Are they going to dance on stage?
Taylor's oldest time. Oh my gosh.
She's still got it.
Her voice. True
as it can be. Oh my god. I'm dead.
I can't. Barely even
friends. She's so old. How did she do it?
She's even got the giggle.
Frail.
Unexpectedly.
Oh my god. Just a little change. Ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma.
Small to say the least. I'm wanting to sing me lullabies at night.
That's what I was going to say. Neither
one prepared.
Is it neither or neither?
Oh my god.
Nailed it, Angela Lansbury.
Oh my gosh.
Look at her smush. Get that smile.
She's so cute. Look at her little red sweater.
I want her to be
like,
my grandma.
I love that cardigan.
I want her to be my grandma. A surprise.
Does anyone have tissues? Ever just as
sure as the that vibrato.
What a treasure.
Dude, what an international treasure. Old as time.
Look at those beautiful blue eyes. I just got a close-up on our screen. Oh, my gosh.
This song is so great also.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's never classic. The one that you're like, oh, yeah, this song came on my Disney playlist. But then sometimes you just, like, are alone and you listen to it and you're like...
And the thing is, you're always about to switch it. You're like, nah, you know what, let's go with it. Every single time. And then at the end, you're just so glad you did it.
Oh my gosh.
Again. Tale as old as time. Dead.
Song as old as rhyme. Got me shook. Beauty
and the Beast. Yeah, I feel like you're crying for real. Gosh.
I am crying for real.
I feel so lucky.
God. She didn't get that part. I didn't stick around. It was in bed.
Not love. Oh my god.
I love.
I feel so lucky to have them still be alive. Her and Dick Van Dyke and Richard Sherman. It reminds me, like, because Richard Sherman did a concert with Alan Menken 2 D23s ago, where it was like Richard Sherman, you know, half of the songwriting duo behind, like, the first half of all of the Disney hits, and then Alan Menken, second half. And Richard Sherman is also so old that he can, like, almost barely sing anymore. You know, but like he still does it, and it's like so charming. He's like, "It's a small world after all," and it's just like, "Oh, you're doing it."
Does he have that vibe still, though? Like,
yeah, but all of his songs they're so different than the Renaissance songs because they're all really like sing-songy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like all of the Mary Poppins,
yeah,
and like
kind of songs,
like all the Winnie the Pooh songs and like stuff like that. So it's like it's just a different vibe, and it's somewhat easier for him to sing in that way because it doesn't have the like, just the same. You know, like
it's not, yeah.
It's all kind of just like super califragilistic. It's like easier for him, but it's still crazy.
We love you, yeah.
Yeah, Tiff was at that show. She sang in the chat. That was like the only thing I cared about at D23 that year. I was like, I just have to go to the Sherman Menken concert. And Alan Menken literally played like every song he's ever written for a Disney movie. No, like all of them. Like Home on the Range.
Oh, yeah, my favorite.
Like Enchanted. Like all the ones that aren't like the big names. He did all of them. And it went on for so long and no one cared that it was going on for 4 hours.
One question. How do you tell her you love her?
Oh my god, that song will never get out of my head.
It's the earworm song. That's amazing, and I wish I could have been there for that. But like I was saying, does he still sound crisp? And because, like, I mean, you listen to Angela here, and You're like, oh, I can hear the age. It's still there. It's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah. It doesn't sound altered. It's not like when Axl Rose came back and that sounded terrible. Mm. Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. Any other anecdotes for music?
No. Yeah. I met Richard Sherman when I was 10.
How was that?
It was really cool. I was wearing all my Disney buttons.
And he was like, get away from me, kid.
No, it just was so funny. He was doing like a charity fundraiser at an elementary school in my district. And he was doing the same thing where he just like came there and played a bunch of songs. Mm. And then I was like 10 and I was obsessed with Disney. And I was in a phase where I was in a phase where I wore a million pieces of flare buttons like all over my shirts.
Yeah.
But like photos?
No, I don't think because I do.
Because we Thank should God. Get those for next
But,
week.
Like, Thank everywhere. God. Like, covering my body. Like, just how much time did that take where I'm just like, okay, here's one. All over. And then, like, I went up afterwards with my mom to, like, say hi. And my mom was like, she's very.
And the metal detector went off.
She's like, she's very into Disney. And he was like, that's a very good thing to be interested in. And I was like,
he was like,
thanks,
way to go,
Sherman.
Kid.
That's what he told me. And that's like why I started a Disney YouTube channel. No, just kidding. But
that was the day. That was the day you started. That was the origin of Fanflare, which we'll get into at the end of the show. That's cool, though. Well done.
Yeah.
Nice anecdote. Maybe I will watch them perform sometime. It's my goal. It's my dream.
Hopefully.
Moving on. And speaking of songs, one of the most iconic cartoon songs of all time, DuckTales.
Woo!
We finally got. Yeah, woohoo! You got to do it. Woohoo!
Yoo-hoo.
DuckTales, yoo-hoo. We got the new logo for the new DuckTales cartoon.
It looks the same.
It looks exactly the same, except a little bit like...
It's got like spots.
Like here in Duckburg, a race car's lasers, airplanes.
It's a duck blur.
Ask the cupboard with you, McDuck.
It's like the same, except it's got that like pop art feel to it now.
Yeah, definitely has a pop art feel.
Because there's little spots inside.
It's more like asymmetrical. The letters are a little bit more crooked. But ultimately, it's pretty much the same thing. And it flows with the new art style of the show, which is choppier and more in line with, like, the current, like, sort of flash animation cartoons that we're seeing popularized. What to do? Just grab onto some
You weren't here last week when I told about my misheard lyric.
Which one?
Might solve a mystery or read about history.
You would think it was read about history.
That's my kind of adventure.
If you guys go on Thingamavlogs, I actually do a full cover of this song with my buddy Michael, and he totally forgot the lyrics at one point. And it's like, I forgive him because I would never expect anybody other than me to remember every single word to the song DuckTales.
Yeah, you guys are good with I did not remember.
Oh, literally,
the song.
You can name
I
any
the
Disney
tune of
afternoon
it.
Except for Bonkers.
I got like really, like, I remember in the eighth grade, I downloaded on like LimeWire all of the.
LimeWire!
All of the Chippendale Rescue Rangers, DuckTales. Chippendale Rescue Rangers is so good.
It is so good. It's like the girdest.
Dimes, boop, boop, boop. Some crimes
boop, boop, boop.
Go slipping through the cracks. Are we allowed to do this?
Because it's a parody cover. There's no case too big, no case too small. When you need help, just call.
Not you.
I was giving it to her to see.
She wasn't going to do it.
I wasn't going to do it. She was onto it. She's known me. I guess we've had enough episodes together. She's like, this girl's going to mess this up. I'm going to help her out.
No.
And Leah's like, no. Put her on the
You'd
spot.
Be like, when you need help, just call. Oh, Gogsworth, have a heart. That's her Disney go-to line. I love it.
Next time I'm going to set you up, just say any random line from any random Disney movie.
I have a go-to impression now that I can't mess up. I've decided that whenever you guys put me on the spot,
random
I'm
going to
be Ariel when she didn't have her voice. And just go.
Someone in the comments
Gertrude
reminded me about
Pepper
Ann.
And a guy fell in love with her when that happened, so I'm just going
to
stop talking to everyone.
Pepper
Ann, Pepper Ann, much
face.
Too cool for 7th grade. Pepper Ann, she's not one in a million. Yeah!
That's a good, I like that.
Thanks.
By the way, side note, like your highlights on Fleek.
Oh my god.
I'm like staring, like it looks so good. Great,
it's elf, can you believe it?
What?
I know.
It's like a pearl. I like it's like, I'm into it. I'm into it.
Thanks. Anyway.
I'm like watching the replay of me shaming Sarah for
taking like a
highlight.
I do look like bald. Like my braids are so thin
you look
that
like
I just Spinelli. Look bald.
Can you tuck them in the back?
You look like you're straight out of Recess.
Literally.
Literally.
Shut up. Don't impersonate me. What's the next?
Now you look like Bill Murray in A Life Aquatic.
Okay. Come on.
Well, what I was going to say was, are you excited about the DuckTales cartoon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Why'd I don't watch a lot of Disney Channel, you know?
I know, but you can watch on the YouTubes. Do you watch any of the new Mickey ones?
Yeah.
That's a good
one. I do. But, like, I don't watch Lion Guard. I don't watch...
No, not about Lion Guard.
I mean, I should watch them.
Is that the end of that thought?
Yeah. Okay. I should watch them.
I want to know from the chat, are you guys excited about the new DuckTales cartoon? Because I'm really excited about it. Mostly because we get Donald Duck as a primary character again. Hopefully,
I don't enjoy Donald.
What?
Because I can't understand anything he says. Like, I know that some people can, like, understand what he's saying, and I can't.
Oh, my God.
I can't understand him.
Enunciate, okay. Donald Duck.
Sorry. Gargoyles. That's all it is in the words. All right, cool. Well, I'm super stoked about it. And wait, quick question. Huey, Dewey, or Louie?
Louie. No, the girl duck. What's her name?
Daisy.
No, not Daisy. We talked about this. The little
Goslin.
Duck. Goslin. Kate Goslin.
No, Goslin from Darkwing Duck. That's the name of the
Kate
little...
Goslin?
Kate Goslin. Yes.
That's Kate it. Goslin is Johnny Kate plus eight.
I know.
Ludwig von Drake is my answer.
Von Drake?
Ludwig von Drake.
What
jumper? Are you going for?
The jumper know. Into the gold?
I'm trying to get you guys to like DuckTales.
No, that's Scrooge. Ludwig is my man.
Who's Ludwig?
The professor.
What's his name? Ludwig von? I'm talking about, what's his name? Glomgold.
These names are
Ludwig von Drake.
Oh, yeah. He's like in everything. He's got the German. But what's his name? Glomgold? Tefan Glomgold.
Glomgold?
Yeah.
Glomgold. Oh, that is a name.
Yeah. Flintheart Glomgold.
No, not this guy.
That's his enemy, though. You thought I was making it up.
I love those. I love those dogs.
Again,
the robber dogs. Those are my favorite.
You mean the Beagle Boys?
Yeah, I love the Beagle Boys. They're so cute.
Get out of here! You don't even know.
I love them. They're such cuties.
God, you're disappointing me left and right today.
Sorry about it.
It's all right. I forgive you.
I watched Goof Troop. I didn't watch DuckTales.
Well, yeah, because you're obsessed with Goof, the Goof Troop, the Goof Duo.
I'm not even, though. I only like Goofy Movie.
These dogs.
I only like Goofy Movie. I don't like anything else Goofy, really.
How about Launchpad McQuack?
Huh.
You like him? How about the Gizmo Duck?
No. What's that bear's name?
Baloo.
No, the little one.
Kit.
Kit.
Skywalker.
I had a crush on him.
On the dog?
No, the bear.
Kit,
on the bear.
Hopper.
Oh!
Baloo. Baloo's the little one. Little Britches.
Oh.
You know, Kit. Kit. Cloudhopper. Kit Cloudhopper.
Please show me a picture.
That's his last name?
Kit from... You guys remember everything. What's the show's name? Tailspin.
Tailspin. Oh, yeah. Tailspin. Oh, yeah.
This cute little bear.
Cloud Kicker. That's what it is.
Oh, my
Kicker.
God. I remember him.
I was into
Friends
him.
Friends for life through thick and thin with another Disney movie news.
Learn something new every day.
How could you not be?
Dude, he was so cool.
He was so cute.
He's not even wearing pants.
I was like, this is my type of bear.
You were like, ha, ha, ha,
spit. I like that he layers. That's fun.
Spit it again. Let's begin it. Oh, spit it. All right, we're moving on. Guys, Moana, we got a brand new trailer. How do you feel about that? Oh, there he is, Cloud Kicker on the screen. For all of those who don't know,
he's the original
Kenai. The original Coda.
OG Kenai.
OG Kenai and OG Coda. Dude, Brother Bear was just Tailspin, like, in the past. Yeah. That's all it was. Let's be real. But we got a new Moana trailer, you dudes and dudettes.
You dudes.
You dudes and dudettes. Let's watch it, because everyone makes me want to watch it so much more.
For generations.
In a world.
This peaceful island has been home to our family.
Look at all these characters.
Beyond our reef, a great danger is coming.
Legend
tells of a hero who will journey to find the demigod Maui.
That's so cool.
And together, they will save us all.
I wonder who it's going to be.
Bioluminescence in the water.
Yes.
Oh, this music. Wow, this is a really good.
I saw this scene. FYI.
Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea. I am
hero of men.
What?
Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, hero of men.
I love it.
I interrupted from the top. Hero of men. Go.
Oh, the Rock.
Going on a mission with some little girl.
This is my canoe, and you will journey to death.
Damn.
Sorry,
I'm like, I don't even know what to say because I'm so like into it.
I'm so into this. This is a really
revealing
trailer.
Wish I could high five with the water.
Everybody, I mean, we all wish that.
The water loves her.
Kakamora. I love this.
That animation of him just staring him down. Dude, this music. Right?
Look at her. Her hair was up. Did you see it? It was so cute.
Oh my god, they're showing so much.
I know.
God, he just like went right into that fist.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's Maui time. Dude, so many windsurfers are going to be born after this.
Got him.
Really? Blow dart in my butt cheek.
Wow. He touched the butt.
Oh my god, it's not over yet.
Monsters?
Don't worry, it's a lot farther down than it looks.
Terrifying.
Oh, I'm in love with this movie already. Away, away. That movie's too far away.
Guys, that was a lot.
It looks so
good.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, that overwhelmed me. And yes, Alan Tudyk just put up a video of him recording the rooster. And then he's just like, I went to Juilliard. Guys, watch that one. That's a good one too. It's him. Let me do my impression. Bagangle. That's it.
Bagangle.
That's pretty good, right? I'm practicing. That's going to be my go-to now. And she goes, random Disney impression. I'm going to be like, Maui time.
And I'll just pretend I can't talk.
Maui time!
Oh, man. Are you guys excited about Moana in the chat? How excited are you on a scale of 1 to Moana?
They're all really excited.
I love it's that she November. Says what we're all thinking with the coconut people.
Oh,
she's like, they're so cute. Because that's what, I didn't think they were evil when I saw them.
They'll kill you.
I mean, until now. Now they've made it very clear. And you told us.
Wow, that was crazy. I didn't expect that much footage to be shown. That was like a really revealing trailer.
Looks like
it's
an
funny. We've been getting more and more and more honest stuff. I'm thinking back to when we had all the Alice Through the Looking Glass stuff, and we were like, another freaking Alice trailer.
Well,
oh, my God.
Here's the thing.
But now we're, like, jazzed about it when it's Moana.
Yeah, well, we've had 4 trailers with Moana, and we don't know much. With Alice, they were like, here's a trailer every week, and it's a new one. And all it was like, literally one new frame of the header going, oh, my. It's, like, all it was every single time. But that's okay. Moana, I'm super hyped. November can't come soon enough.
I love the music.
Oh, all of it was just...
I feel like I'm on vacation.
Moana with her hair up.
Moana with her hair up. Maui with his hair down. God, everything.
They almost made Maui bald.
Like the Rock.
Really?
Yeah, but then they didn't. That's the end of that story.
Good story, bro.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, they went around asking, like, different people from different islands. Sorry. They went around asking different people from different islands how they pictured Maui. And everyone pictured him differently.
Oh, really?
So it was really difficult.
Oh, really? That's so interesting. What was like...
So, like, some people, like, had depictions of him bald. And some with, like, short hair, some with long hair. But they did long hair to, like, represent his wild personality.
Okay. You know? I'll allow it. Yeah. Also, I feel like it's interesting because if they would have made him bald, it would have been too much like The Rock.
Yeah.
Right? And I like the idea of him, physically looking.
I feel like I saw a frame of him without hair.
Really?
And I was like...
Wait, what?
I don't remember.
I couldn't imagine him without hair because he's just such like a big.
Yeah.
Well, The Rock,
Maui,
I can imagine.
Maui.
Because he's such like a big body, and I feel like he's a smaller head, a very like square head, and without any hair. I don't know.
Yeah.
The hair has some
character.
He
literally would have just been a boulder. A bald
like
boulder.
The Rock.
A bald boulder. All right, guys, it's enough about Moana. We'll get back to that next time. But we got Dr. Strange. Mm-hmm. We got a new Strange featurette and some other news as well. But. Can we watch the featurette? Is it long enough? Is it short enough? Yeah, let's do it. I'm the only person in this chat room that's excited.
What?
Are you excited
about
that?
Not the only one.
Oh, that's right, my angel.
What if I told you?
What if I told you?
It's one of many.
You know Kung Fu.
Strange is incredibly arrogant, brilliant,
sort of extraordinary, and his need to control fate, to control destiny.
So crazy that he doesn't have that accent in the
death
movie.
Has brought him to the height of his profession as a neurosurgeon.
He has a car crash and he loses the use of
his
hands.
It's a nice car.
He spends all his money.
He's super rich.
To have his hands put back together and they don't work.
Rachel McAdams.
He has quite a journey. His
okay, now I'll watch
life
it.
Starts to fall
now you'll watch it.
Yeah, I love Rachel McAdams. Are you kidding me?
Not till this one, since she doesn't do it for you.
Night Nurse sold a ticket.
Sold it. That's why they put her in the movie.
He's searching for a cure for his hands and the issues that he's having.
It's appreciated.
My character introduces him
God,
to this
how bad
different
do you want to go on an adventure like Doctor Strange,
world?
Though? I want to go around the world looking for mysticism and ancient hidden temples and learn about magic. I want that.
I'd way rather just watch it.
No, I want to live it.
So lazy.
I'd like to watch it in like a really comfy couch.
Yeah, but that looks comfy. He's like floating in the air. It looks so comfy.
I love just like sitting.
Looks like there's a lot of snow there.
Yeah, they're playing
Portal. Looks like it's a lot of water. That looks like a hike.
Yeah, but you could just walk back in the portal. You're fine. Film.
These are people who become seduced by what they find on the other side.
Oh.
You'll die protecting this world.
They are interested in spilling inception. The barriers between these dimensions, which would annihilate our entire
that's
universe.
Not good.
I can't.
Just Inception.
There is no.
It's Inception.
What about his like operation and his journey makes him grow a nasty goatee?
Well, he becomes basically a homeless guy.
But then he shaves it into a goatee.
Yeah, man, he's reborn.
Mm. Yeah, but a goatee.
Goatees are a sign of bros.
Of bros?
He becomes a bro.
He becomes a bro.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Rachel McAdams! It's the only name I see.
Sold.
Woo! I'll be there.
In the chat, guys, just be real with me for a second. How excited are you guys excited?
People are pumped. I've been reading
it. Are you pumped? Because
people are hyped.
I'm super hyped for it, and I want to go see it with people. Like, obviously, Zach the Angel from above will go see it with me, but...
I'm in.
Yes!
The other news that I'm actually excited for is that there's a Doctor Strange meet and greet coming to Disney World.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. Is it going to be a face character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it got to be.
Where in Disney World, do you know?
I don't know. Did you just say in the article?
I don't know. I'm just wondering if maybe you just sort of can... If you already knew, because I know you know everything.
You know it all.
Let me just keep talking for a second.
You know what she doesn't know?
What?
She doesn't know how to go on a spiritual journey to find oneness with the universe and become the world's greatest sorcerer because she'd rather just watch it from home.
It's like, same. Like,
same.
I feel her.
Guys, can't take you anywhere.
By the way, did you hear last week? I got a formal invitation that I have proof of via video that I'm now invited to watch Star Wars with you guys.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa,
I said
whoa,
it. Whoa,
it whoa, happened. Whoa. I'm going to play the clip.
Can you guys bring that up as evidence?
Yeah. My guess was Hollywood Studios, and that's everyone's guess also that it would be Hollywood Studios.
I have Agamotto.
The best place to find out stuff, guys, is just a pro tip. To find out about character stuff coming to the parks is DisneyAuditions.com because they always post about the auditions before they even announce the character.
That's actually false. The best way to find out information is on follow Sarah at Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter?
Yeah.
Because that's how this broke. They posted an audition listing for male actors for Doctor Strange.
With bro goatees.
Limited engagement appearances this fall at Disney World. Performers should be local to Florida.
Must be able
blah, blah,
to
blah.
Bend two middle fingers halfway
must
down.
Must be male, 5'11 to 6'2 with an
no,
athletic
all the way.
Build.
What? Just the what top part of it.
What?
So if you do this, you're Spider-Man. You gotta just do this.
Well, I'd rather be Spider-Man anyways.
Spider-Man.
What if I surprised you guys with a sneak peek of Doctor Strange at Disney Parks?
What?
What?
Do you have it?
Did I not send you this?
Are you lying or are you telling the truth?
That's right here. It's happening.
Doctor Strange. You think you know how the world works?
Yes, this way.
What if I told you?
Test track went awry.
The reality you know is one of many.
I'm gonna go on this journey.
This just gets confusing.
This doesn't make
I
any sense.
I wanna walk through glass.
Not everything does. Not everything has to.
Marvel Studios.
Through the mystic arts. We harness energy.
See the mystic.
Where the heck is the parks part?
Yeah,
it's a fun raincoat.
I like it.
I'd wear that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we live in Los Angeles, California, and we're in a drought.
I don't think this is.
I scrubbed the video, and this is a very weirdly labeled video.
Yeah, there's like nothing about the parks, really.
I think we were lied to.
Anyway, okay. Yeah, obviously the parks part as
However, the blog does say, at Disney California Adventure Park, the preview of Doctor Strange will be presented in 3D with a special in-theater effects at the Sunset Showcase Theater
in
Hollywoodland, while guests at Disney's Hollywood Studios will get to see advanced look at clips from the film as part of One Man's Dream Attraction.
Yeah, that's the preview of the movie at the parks.
Yeah.
It's not the preview of the face.
It's
of
at the old...
Bug's Life.
It's at the old...
Captain EO.
No, not there.
I'm just saying random things.
Where the Frozen sing-along used to be.
Oh, good.
At DCI.
Anything but the Frozen sing-along.
I mean, it hasn't been there for a while. It was the Alice through the Looking Glass preview.
You're not even like 1% excited about this movie?
I'm like fine with it.
That doesn't mean anything.
I would be a lot more excited if they didn't cast Tilda Swinton.
Wow. Doctor Strange, what do you know about appropriation?
What was I going to say about Doctor Strange that I did really want to say about it? Oh, all of the Marvel meet and greets are really, really great. So I'm excited for the meet and greet. Like, I love... Cool.
They're always fun.
Yeah, they're, like, really, really great. Really like, good. Thor was great. I wish there was Thor.
How are they going to cast these actors to look like Benedict Cumberbatch?
I know, because nobody looks like him.
I know, that's why he's famous.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Matt Key.
Our buddy Matt Key. I guess that's true. There are people that kind of look like Doctor Strange
but
from
like,
the comics.
Meeting Cap is, like, my fave.
Yeah.
When Tiff and I...
Because he's just like, hi, ladies. I'm like 50
he's
times
so,
your age.
He's really... Yeah, no, that's what he said to me and Tiff. Because me and Tiff asked if we could, like, touch his muscles. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I'm a lot older than you girls. Like, it was really funny.
Turn into seals. And Spider-Man's super goofy and fun.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. All the Marvel characters. And Thor, the guy who gets... How fun. It's like, Gaston is the only real, I feel, character that gets... really ham it up.
I love the Thor meet and greet because he does that adorable thing where he's like, come over here, dad, and try to pick up my hammer, and then they can't, and then the little kids can do it.
Yeah.
It's real
that's
cute.
That's really cool.
Aww, it's really, really cute. And he's like, let's see if you're worthy, tiny little boy. Yeah. And he's like,
tiny little boy.
Someone in the chat said Ken Watanabe would have been a good ancient one, and I completely agree. He's great in The Last Samurai. I gotta watch that movie again. I like that movie. But that's it. So now we've got some news pertaining to Sarah's favorite music composer. Go ahead, Sarah.
Giacchino. Giacchino replaced whoever the heck was scoring episode 8 before. Who cares?
No,
it's Giacchino
Rogue
now.
Rogue One, Rogue One.
Oh, Rogue One. My bad. Maybe episode 8.
Rogue One. Oh, that's good news. That's really good news, which is, well, first of all, the fact that he's just now scoring it is kind of strange considering that it comes out.
I know.
In like
well, he's taking over, so I mean, I bet a lot of it's done already, and he's just kind
of
like...
A lot of interesting fan response lately. They just released the international posters for Rogue One also, and they look like a first-year graphic design student photoshopped them.
Dude, you hate it? I've seen nothing but good response to it.
For the international posters?
Yeah. People are like, it's gorgeous.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. Because I saw it with you first, and then I saw a bunch of articles.
I have not read anything positive about it.
Giacchino, Renee, if you don't know.
I do know he did Up.
There you go. I was going to say he did Up.
But that's what I saw. Yeah. I was like, I'm in.
You got to...
Which is the poster?
We got to get in that Star Wars grind first.
That you didn't like.
It's type in Rogue One international poster.
Internet?
There's two. There's a Japanese and a Chinese.
Giacchino.
Okay, one. Oh, this
is
it's
the second
first
one.
Two. No, it's both of them.
Oh, okay.
So that one, yeah, that's one.
Meh.
Not very good, and that's the other.
I feel like they're not like captured.
Yeah,
enough.
They don't
it's
quite
not
pop.
Like they don't
oh, you're
stand
bringing them
out.
Up. Yeah, so oh, sorry, this is I'm mistaken. This is a Korean poster. So this is I can yeah, just on the characters. Okay.
You
so,
know what might help?
And that's the I believe the Chinese poster.
If they were wearing Sarah's
or
highlighter.
Japanese. Well, that fixes literally half
like
of the problems.
Like a lot of the problems. I think that's issue right number one.
So this is the first one. This is the Korean poster. And it's really plain. They don't really quite fit in that background. They do look totally cropped. They don't even stand out. They're so dark and poorly lit. And then this is the other poster. You know, they're calling it the Chinese poster, but I mean, it's kanji. It could go either way. And interestingly enough, it's not color blocked. The star just... a little overbearing. If you look around her, she actually has a halo around her head, which is like a way to make things pop, but without blending. That's like a really bad graphic design mistake. And
the sand
is actually reflective.
This is not
I'm
graphic
just
design
pointing it out
power.
That this
graphic
is very
design,
poor design. She doesn't even blend. She's not even the same lighting. The lighting's not even hitting her the same way that it's hitting the beach.
Everyone in the chat is defending the composer who's not working on it anymore. I don't know how to pronounce his name. It sounds like Desplat, but I assume it's French. So
or
I don't.
Desplat. Is it Desplat or Desplat? I don't know which one.
I'm not saying that he isn't a good composer or that he wouldn't have done a great job. I'm just saying that I'm obsessed with Michael Giacchino and I live for him, and he'll do an amazing job. So.
For what it's worth, he wasn't even fired. It was because of the shooting delays over the summer.
There you go.
He was no longer available. So
there you go.
Giacchino.
That makes sense.
It wasn't even like he was shafted. So,
I'm feeling these posters.
Tiff was just reminding me of when I met Giacchino and I was dying inside.
Yeah,
she made me say hi to him.
I know you haven't.
I was like,
talking about it. Every night she comes home. I see some of you guys talking about it in the chat. I do want to know what you guys think about it. And. It's not the concept of the poster. It's the execution of
Alexander
the poster.
Alexander Desplat.
I like the idea.
Desplat.
Obviously. Desplat.
It's fine.
Desplat.
I don't like pronouncing words Desplat. I don't know how to pronounce because I just know I'm going to look like a dummy, okay?
Desplat.
So I'll just say Desplat and look like a dummy on purpose.
That's Desplat.
The Desplat.
The Desplat. Anyways, you guys like the poster what?
I don't care. The poster wasn't even on the rundown. Let's move on to Magic Camp.
Well, it's a big piece of controversy around.
We only have like 10 more minutes.
All right, fine. Magic Camp. Starring Steve Irwin.
What?
Steve Martin.
Don't Steve Irwin is dead.
Too soon.
R.I.P.
God.
Jeez, he was the best. I love the Crocodile Hunter. Anyways.
I'm bitter about the magic shop at Houdini, the Houdini Magic Shop at Disneyland,
what?
Because we had Magic Week on Thingamavlogs, and my video was exploring the shop and showing the magic tricks, and nobody watched that video.
Anyway.
It was one of the least popular videos on our
channel.
So,
I love this show because I find out stuff that I didn't know Disney was even working on. So, Magic Camp is a movie starring Steve Martin, which is about a banker who goes back to a magician summer camp that he went to as a kid. And it's
a family-friendly
comedy starring Steve Martin, which is just so cute because Steve Martin worked in the magic shop at Disneyland when he was a youth.
And there's a picture of him on the wall.
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer also worked at Disneyland before she was famous.
What did she do? Was she on attractions?
I think she was.
Was she a Mickey Mouse?
I think she was.
Oh, she was friends with Mickey?
I'm not sure.
She was friends with Mickey.
No, not Steve Irwin. Everyone thinks it's Steve Irwin now.
That's Steve Irwin, you guys. I was just kidding. It's Steve Martin.
Rockies.
So the news is that the director, Mark Waters, who did Mean Girls, is directing this.
That's what we're getting at.
Sweet. Another loves Mean Girls.
I know.
Yeah, so Glenn Coco will be making an appearance. It has been confirmed. In the magic shop. Guys, look forward to that. No, but I think, I don't know, it's cool. Like a Steve Martin stepping back into the onto the silver screen for a Disney feel-good family romp.
Silver screen.
It sounds really funny.
Hopefully it's funny.
I hope
it's sounds
funny.
Like
it's
an
a funny
old,
idea.
It sounds like a late 80s situation.
It does.
You know, like switching, like, you know, like trading places or 48
hours.
Oh, I'm
going to go back to the magic camp.
Yeah. Or I'm going to be magically transported to my youth. It's kind of like Queen Latifah and Last Holiday.
Oh my god, Last Holiday.
It definitely
is my
has that kind
of
vibe.
Really?
Yeah, I love Last Holiday so much.
It's such a random movie.
God, it's so good. I want to watch it later. I'm going to watch it while I'm packing up orders.
My favorite movie is Scream.
What?
Scream?
What? I like a feel good family romp. Oh, I love Last Holiday. I like Scream. Sydney.
The other news that's not really Disney news, but it is kind of.
Okay, so
this happened a while ago. Chloe Moritz was going to be in the Universal Little Mermaid live action movie.
That's right.
She was going to be the Little Mermaid.
She was going to be the Little Mermaid.
That's a big deal.
She dropped out.
She left because she's like, I need to be pickier about my.
Yeah, she says I need to be pickier and pick roles that are more suited, so I don't get. I'm like, literally, you don't drop one of the biggest like potential. I gotta talk to Chloe, man.
Honestly, she probably got freaked out that Disney said they were gonna do their own.
Yeah,
and we're like, I don't wanna be the one,
honestly,
I don't wanna be the discount, you know,
discount
Ariel.
Would you do it anyway? Would you do it anyway? I mean, I would, because I'll take it.
I would have done it.
Yeah, we're in a very different position than Chloe.
Okay, let's say you were Chloe Moritz. Would you have done
it? I'm not turning down.
I don't know.
I'm just looking for them.
I know, I don't know.
Like, literally, I'll play Flounder in the Universal one. I don't care.
I'll play
cast
Seaweed.
Me.
I'll play
Seaweed in the background.
I'll be the little dude in the garden. I'll be in Ursula's garden. I'll be like,
that's a really
anything,
good impression.
Cast me, Universal. Check it out.
Cast me. I'll be here. Oh, you looking for Ariel? I'll be Ariel. My middle name's Ariel.
And
so
then,
like,
yeah, and then like you can put crowns on me and they'll just fall off me. Like,
This is a good audition tape.
Thank you.
We should send this.
Can someone cut this together?
Make it look real nice.
I'm afraid I had to make it.
Yeah, she dropped all of her projects, not just this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. She dropped everything. I think there's something else.
I'll play the sand, says Pixel Ray. Right? I'll play the sand.
She was like, hey, girl, I can't gotta leave on a high note.
Oh.
Chloe Grace Moritz.
That's the news.
That's it. She dropped out. We don't know what's going to happen with it. But now we're going to wonder who's going to be cast in that place, who's going to fill that role. Who knows? Who would you like to see in the universe? First of all, who would you like to see in the Universal Little Mermaid? And who would you like to see in the Disney Little
They're
Mermaid?
They're all going to say Bella Thorne.
And who would you cast as Prince Eric? It's fine. I'll do it.
you ask.
But now, let's get into some quick...
Personal news?
Personal news, guys. We launched a store.
We're getting married. Just kidding.
Surprise.
Well, nothing's going to be that crazy now. We launched a store, you guys. We started a store called Fanflare.
Fanflare.
Woo! Woo, woo, woo!
Yeah.
Thanks for the support, Renee.
We do fandom-related pins.
Yeah.
And, yeah, fanflare.com is what it is. And we launched with 8 original designs.
One is sold out. It's the Francis pin, but it's going to be restocking in, like, 10 days.
But this restocking will be the last limited edition restocking.
It's limited edition.
We did it by popular demand because Francis asked us.
Let me tell you before we keep talking about it. For the next, until we get home from the show, which will take 30 minutes after the show ends at least, there's a special discount code that you guys can use to buy pins, literally kind of just for the next hour.
Yeah.
It's code popcorn. For 20% off.
20% off, guys. And there's some reasonably priced pins in there.
There are.
But we've been having a lot of fun. And first of all, we want to say thank you to those who have already purchased some of the pins. We really, really appreciate that. Especially the ones that I illustrated. What's up? But we got some more designs on the way. It's going to be really exciting to see how this develops. And, it's going to be fun to see what you guys think. So please let us know.
It's so exciting, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. We want to see you guys incorporate them into your Disney bounds, into your closet cosplays, and find creative ways of displaying them. Like, I don't know. I'm really excited to see how all that stuff starts turning up.
Yeah. You guys should display them on the table.
They're so tiny.
Yeah. I mean, the Disney movie news viewers are like, you guys come every week. We're here every week. We love you so much. You're always talking to us. And so I just wanted to do a discount code just for you guys. Even though those of you who already ordered are getting a discount code with your purchases, that's different. So, just take advantage of all my discount codes.
I love discount codes.
I live for the discount codes.
And this one's bigger than the one you're getting in your package.
Ooh. This discount.
20%. Look, that's... I tweeted that. That's what I did today.
Those are the Snarf blasts.
I was wrapping them all up.
You can go to fanflare.com. Fanflare with an E.
Yeah, fanflare with an E at the end.
And show them some of our things. We're super proud. We want to show it off.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's super fun. It's cool. It's cool to like...
F-L-A-I-R-E.
Fanflare. Yeah.
It's a big week.
This site's so cute.
Thanks.
Go to the site, guys.
Go to the site.
It looks awesome.
Super pretty. It's been really cool. It's cool, too, because, like, we get to make the designs that nobody makes, right?
Well, yeah, pins are really hot right now, but no one's, like, really doing... people are making Disney pins, but no one's just like, this is fandom pins.
Yeah, fandom pins. We're not limiting ourselves to Disney. So far, we've got some Harry Potter in there. Disney Harry Potter, and we've got some park stuff too. Disney Parks.
We got a lot of other fandoms coming up.
We've got Doctor Who's coming up. We got some video game stuff coming in.
Yep.
It's gonna be really interesting.
Yeah, and don't forget also, Renee launched her blog today.
I know.
Remind us of the name.
Oh, catslipstickla.com. So like cats as in like an animal.
Yeah.
Lipstick as in like you're wearing lipstick.
Yeah.
LA because that's where we live.
Louisiana.
.com.
I forget when you entered it, did you talk about what you wrote about? Because it's super like compelling. You guys should read it.
Yeah, I went on 7 dates in 7 days kind of as an experiment because I used to have an irrational fear of dating. Like I would not go on first dates because I got like super bad anxiety. So I went on 7 dates in 7 days and some were terrible, really bad, and some were great. So read about them, please.
Yep.
Yeah, go read it. It's got to be interesting regardless of what you write. Like, it's just like the process must be like overwhelmingly crazy. Man, we have had busy weeks, all of us.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying, Leo's so excited about the pins. It's adorable. He's excited because he drew three of them.
Yeah, well, so far I've drawn three, and I've already...
The two Halloween pins that we're releasing the first week of October, also drew.
They're already done. Mm-hmm. And last night we started coming up with the next designs that are going to be coming out, and I'm really excited to draw them because they're going to be super fun. They're just getting more and more fun as we go. But yeah, it's really cool to like see your artwork be so popular.
And it'll be even cooler to see people wearing them.
Yeah, people.
Do you know how many people told me they're using it for Mickey's Halloween party?
How many?
A lot.
Oh, there was a number. No, that's cool. But there was another thing I was going to say.
That you want to do your rap shout outs?
Not yet. This weekend, quick reminder. We've got NerdBotCon in the Pasadena Convention Center. I'll be there. I'm a guest. And Saturday, I'd like to do a meetup with you guys. So please hit me up on Twitter. Let me know if you're planning on heading down there so I can organize something. I'd love to meet you guys. It'd be a lot of fun. And probably be just as Poe Dameron. Poe Damson. thank you, R2. And with that, guys... Y'all know what time it is! Coming in at Disney Movie News, hot off the streets, hot off the track, about to do some shout-outs from my crew that is in the crew chat. We got Christian 21, no wait, no, 25. Too many numbers, Christian, you need to settle down, son. You're getting too gangster on me. Hey, Christian! We got Pixel Ray, and also don't forget Caroline Schulte. We got Rianne Carpenter and Sarah Loftis. She don't like the way I pronounce it, but I don't really care.
that
doesn't need a rhyme. Little Ribbon 19. We got, where's Little Ribbon 19 from? She's from New Orleans, down with the Princess and the Frog. That's where she's from. I don't know. I'm just making things up. Jamie Rodens, Sarah Avery. Avery, because she's a bird. She flies free in the aviary. Don't forget about Troy. Troy, that's not pronounceable, but I still appreciate your effort, bruh. We got... Oh, snap. The horns are off the chain tonight. They're getting me too hype. Who we got? Let's go. We got Abby. She's up inside the room. We got... Too many people,
Miranda.
I can't read. JJJJ Spies, Miranda. We've got Lauren Wilson. We've got Joy Lotley. Stop typing, you're the only name that I see. And that rhymes, so I did that very casually. Dina Son Risa and Lauren Wilson. We got Kendra Wong and we got J Spice again? You're being greedy, J Spice. I don't appreciate that. But they are doing auditions for the new Spice Girls. You should apply. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for watching Disney Movie News. If we're getting thumbnails, that's here on this... What? Oh, I thought you were going to say something here on the Popcorn Talk. Thank you guys so much. I'm your boy. You know where you can find me at. On the streets, on the internet, at Mr. Leo Zombie. Watch my videos on YouTube and on Thingamablogs because they are off the chain on YouTube.
And shout out to Miranda Perry.
Shout out to Miranda Perry, who's dominating the chat right now. Leo's rap career. Thank you, Pixel Ray, for appreciating that. But I got two of my girls with me. I'm never alone. I always roll deep. Who do we got here? Sarah, give us your name.
I'm Sarah Snitch.
Yeah, girl, guys, for 2 months. Get it too lit.
Code popcorn for the next hour on Fanflare for 20% off your pins. And thank you for watching.
Yeah. And where can they follow you and your blog, girl? Give us all of the information.
Hey. I'm Renee Ariel.
Hey, wait, real quick. Don't do that.
You don't like that? Should I not participate?
Just kidding. That was so lit. Hey.
I'm lit. You can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter. And check out my blog, catslipstickla.com.
Yeah, check that out. You'll get shook. You won't believe it. Tales larger than life, older than time. Song is true as... What's the words? No.
Give us a thumbs up.
Make sure you give this video a thumbs up. Share with your friends. Share with your family. Sneakily put it in somebody's phone so then when they open it, they're like, what's this? And you're like, oh, you should watch it. It's a really good show. Thank you guys so much for hanging out.
Peace.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.